You're back with Judy Alicart, and I'm telling you, you can get the best candy around at Licorice International, and I have the owner growing this incredible business, Elizabeth Ehrlichson, around my kitchen table this morning, and we have Norma with a question for us also. Good morning, Norma.
How are you this morning, Judy?
Fantastic, thank you.
I know they have licorice from all different parts of the world. Which ones are the more mellow and which ones are the stronger when it comes to flavor?
You know, that's a really good question, and I'd have to say that the more mellow ones actually come from the United States, and I think the stronger ones by far come from Italy, which has very bitter pure licorice, and then from Holland. So those would be the ones that would be the stronger ones.
Is the Australian then more mediocre?
No, mediocre is not a good word about kookaburra.
Well, kind of in between, not real strong and yet not real.
I would say that most people associate the taste of the kookaburra with good old-fashioned licorice. If you're looking for just something that reminds you of licorice when it was available years ago, that would be the one that I would recommend.
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome.
You have a good day and a nice Valentine.
Thank you so much. And I would really suggest you all to go down to the store and being able to sample some of these, because it's amazing the different flavors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can get, you know, just it's incredible. So you really want to do that. And we have, we just had Annie. I lost track here.
No, this is Annie.
Oh, Annie. Oh, I do have Annie.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I had a question. You talked about the sugar-free earlier, and does it have the similar taste as the regular sugared licorice?
You know, it doesn't taste like the kookaburra at all, but it does taste like regular black licorice. You would be amazed. You can put the sugared next to the same type of sugared licorice, like the black chews, with the sugar and without. They taste identical. You can't tell the difference.
Okay, very good.
That's wonderful. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. And it is really good. I have definitely had the sugar-free, and it's excellent. We're going to do
There was one call about the hours.
Oh, yes.
Hours. Good. Right. Hours Monday through Friday. 9:30 until 5:30, Saturdays from 10 until 4, and Sundays were closed.
So you want to go down. You close tonight. You close again at
5:30.
5:30. So you want to go before 5:30 tonight or tomorrow from 10 to 4 to be able to get the perfect Valentine's. Mm-hmm. Something mm-hmm. a little unusual, I bet. You know, which I think is always fun. Don't you? We're going to do the drawing, and then I want to talk about the troops, of what we're doing for the troops here. So Dale is...
lot of calls.
Yes, Dale is getting our sheets ready. And we'll
do you expect
you
tomorrow to be really busy, too?
Oh, we're hoping it'll be really busy, yes. Yeah.
Well, I just think, again, this is a wonderful Valentine's gift for someone, for your special person that you want to give something a little bit unusual to. And, you know, what I love is that we can also send licorice to our troops through Licorice International. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we lose sight. We sit here and here we are doing this wonderful food show, and we have people still fighting for our country. Mm-hmm. And it was funny. I was at the college a few weeks ago. I try to go to the college lunch every Thursday. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy that at Southeast Community College and support the students and have an incredible meal for me. Uh-huh. And see everyone. So that's every Thursday from 11 to 12. It's restaurant style. They have another buffet coming up that everyone should call and check about too. I went to on Tuesday. I've had a good eating week, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
And you can go out there. But there was a group of Army in uniform.
Oh, good.
At lunch. And I immediately jumped over to them and introduced myself and wanted to know where they were from. And three of them had just come back from Iraq.
Uh-huh.
And it makes us realize how we just really want to do the best for our troops. Now, before I get you talking about that, I have... We had a lot of calls today, Elizabeth.
You did.
We're going to have you draw a name. Then you need to call... and Dale, with your full name.
Call back, 489-1240, if your name is called.
And the winner is Vera.
Vera.
So, Vera, give a call back.
489-1240.
Yeah, so we'll give you a couple minutes to call to give a call in. And if you don't call in, we'll draw another name. Okay, so tell us about how this works, that we send licorice to the troops.
Well, actually, we really wanted to do something with Adopt a Soldier, which was a ministry at our church. And when we talked to them, we said, what can we do that would allow people not just in Lincoln, but all over the country to do this? So we have it posted on our website. People can send to the chaplains, not to just any soldier, but we have a list of chaplains that we've been provided. These are people serving in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Or if you have somebody that you want to send it to yourself, you can do that. The boxes are $35, which includes the shipping for 8 pounds of licorice, or $50 for 12 pounds. And we have gotten so many thank yous. They're on our website, on our blog, and we actually have a big display in our shop of pictures of the soldiers eating the licorice thank yous. So please think about doing that. It's a wonderful way to support our troops.
It is, and it's something, like I said, we lose sight of sometimes. And when I see them and talk with them, people that are really, you know, are defending and taking care of us, over there, that it's just a little thing that we can do for them. Mm-hmm. So you can get a hold of Elizabeth and find out more about their website. Again, the letters are wonderful. I've gone through and read the letters. They're beautiful letters. So did Vera call back?
Yes, Vera's going to pick up her prize.
Wonderful.
Right at the front desk.
So we have this, and if you want to get this for your special someone.
A nice Valentine's wrapped candy.
Beautifully wrapped. Now, you, if your person, we had a couple of people that called that love black licorice. You can also get a black licorice sampling.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Or, so you, they'll do a sampler of just about whatever you would like. So you can really customize these as well.
Well, you can normally. We do have sort of a restriction on that during our busiest time.
Well, smart. Mm-hmm. Very smart thing, but always the best.
Always the best.
Licorice. Right. Tell us again, the location is?
We're on 8th Street between P and Q, right across from Buzzard Billy's and right north of the mill. If you want to call, you can call us at 1-800-LICORICE, LICORICE, or 488-2230, or we're online at Licorice International. And if you can't remember that, just go to ilovelicorice.com, and that will take you right to Licorice International.
Perfect. This has been so nice having you around my table this morning.
Oh, thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you. And I thank you all for listening. Now, tomorrow I will be out at the home show doing my show live from 1 till 2. Would love to see you stopping out at the home show. We'll have KFOR has a booth there. So that will be really fun. My cooking class, Simply Cooking 101, if you want to take that, the first class starts February 25th. It's going to be a series of three Thursday nights, 7 to 9 at UNL. Call Student Involvement 472-1780 to book your seat. It's $10 a class. And this is Simply Cooking. It's those of you that really want to get the basics. We're going to be working on that. You've been listening to Judy a la Carte. I'm your host, Chef Judy, wishing you a happy and a very romantic weekend. And a bon appetit.